The Toronto Symphony Orchestra, with one of the highlights of the ensemble's 2020 output, a brand new album featuring Massenet's Thaïs, and we heard The Meditation, recorded back in November at Roy Thompson Hall. Simpler times, and it was released back in early summer. You're with the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. It's all about the TSO this hour. During the height of the pandemic, the brass with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra had to make the tough decision to cancel the remainder of the 2019-2020 season. After that, the entire 2020-21 program. This was particularly a difficult year for this to happen, as the organization was preparing to welcome new music director Gustavo Gimeno to the city. But over the spring and summer, we watched online as dozens of TSO musicians created Zoom concerts and offered specialty performances and generally expressed their creativity, a real ray of hope. Where are we now? Well, the TSO trudges on, and in special spaces throughout the city, including the City View Drive-In next month, three lovely performances on October 7th, the 16th, and 17th, three different programs, live on stage, on giant screens, and the audio piped into your car. It will be contactless, seamless, and safe. The Toronto Symphony Orchestra also working with the Art Gallery of Ontario in the next few weeks. Joining me on the line, a man who has had to get very creative for the artists he's responsible for and the audience that loves live classical music, TSO CEO Matthew Loden. Welcome back to the program.
Oh, it's great to be here, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
We saw TIFF use the City View Drive-In for screenings at the festival a couple weeks back. Now the TSO. Tell us about building this idea that we could enjoy a drive-in TSO concert.
Well, you know, it's such a natural fit that makes perfect sense. We know that we want to perform as often as we can, wherever we can, and in front of whoever wants to listen. And the way the drive-in works is safe. It allows cars to come up. It allows us to be on stage, and we can project what the musicians are doing in real time. So we've got three performances that are I think going to be incredibly exciting, and it's a way for people to get out of the house and come hear some live music again.
Matthew, do you have an idea? I'm sure your people have sort of sussed out the location. Do you have an idea of how it's all going to look and feel when it actually is happening?
Absolutely. I mean, there's spots for 214 cars. You basically pull in, you drive up, and you park in your slot. And you can, if you're close enough, you can actually see the musicians and hear the music in real time live. But otherwise, everybody tunes into an FM frequency and has the music piped into their car, and everything's projected up on the big screen, so you can see everybody up close. Particularly, I think that the ragtime show that we're starting off with is going to be really exciting. It'll be a lot of fun things to not only listen to but to see. And then for the Vivaldi Four Seasons, of course, Jonathan Crowe, who's playing and leading that performance as soloist, there'll be a lot of opportunities to watch the way his fingers move.
So that as well, a jazz meets soul type of night. I guess you were looking for repertoire that fit the setting. Was that the idea?
Yeah, that was part of it. We also, the thing that the Toronto Symphony Orchestra does better than just about anybody else is there's an incredible variety and versatility in this orchestra to play all genres of music. And so we wanted to not only focus on the masterworks kinds of programming that we're known for, but we also wanted to do some things that were fun and can, you know, maybe be a little distracting from all of the challenges a lot of people are experiencing right now in the pandemic.
So a reminder, the first concert is happening next week, amazingly, Kings of Ragtime, and this is what you're talking about. You have a very flexible group, and we can experience ragtime music through the TSO, and it should be an amazing evening.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is an orchestra that knows how to do that kind of music, for sure.
If you are just joining us, Toronto Symphony Orchestra CEO Matthew Loden is on the line with us. The TSO will perform in live settings this fall and more now. Aside from the drive-in, you have a couple of other ideas into play. I know there was some talk of the AGO. You're talking about the YMCA. You've got Roy Thompson Hall getting prepared. So tell us about some of the other ideas that you're working on.
Well, we were supposed to be welcoming Gustavo Gimeno onto the podium for what was an incredibly beautifully planned series of performances all year that he put together.
Pretty special, yeah.
pretty special. And he wonderfully and very quickly managed to sort of shift gears and help us figure out what could we do in lieu of all of his other plans and in light of what the social gathering restrictions are right now. And so one of the things we very quickly decided, you know, we're going to do 8 programs for an on-demand video series. And we will be releasing that the details of that in a couple of weeks. And that's going to be, I think, a terrific way for people to engage with us. But on a live note, we do have these great concerts at the AGO every Friday afternoon. We've really enjoyed being in the Walker Gallery, where the music just bleeds throughout the entire space, and it sounds fantastic, and it feels so wonderful to get people back together and actually to hear applause in between movements, which we actually encourage. So it's you know, we're doing what we can wherever we can, particularly as we move into the fall season.
How is Gustavo Gimeno dealing with all this right now? I'm sure you've been in constant contact with him, and this has had to be a huge adjustment for everybody.
You know, it really has been. He's been a guiding light for all of us. He's an incredibly thoughtful and I think optimistic leader. He knows that at the end of the day, we're going to be on the other side of this situation, and so we're doing whatever we can to hold on to each other and to the music making now, knowing that brighter days will come. He's spending a lot of time doing some score studying, but he's also able, because he's based in Europe, he's in Amsterdam and Luxembourg, he's actually conducting concerts. You know, they have a different situation over there right now.
They do.
And so he's managed to be on the podium making music with people, which is great, because a lot of his experiences from a logistical standpoint are helping us figure out the best way that we can navigate our own new operational requirements here at home in Toronto.
I know you have your head fully in the next 6 months or so, but what's your gut on 2021-22 at this point?
Well, I think there will be a 2021-22 season for the Toronto Symphony, for sure. It is actually our 100th anniversary season, which is pretty extraordinary, so we're not about to miss that.
No.
I think it's going to be a hybrid, right? I think some of the things that we had imagined we would be able to do, we might not be able to quite pull off as early as we would like to, if we think about September of 2021. But we're working on those plans, and part of what we have to work on are a series of different scenarios based on, you know, what the world is going to look like. So we just keep planning and keep asking artists and musicians and our patrons for patience while we put things together. But it's been remarkable to see how many people are really rooting for us and want to engage with the music making that we're doing. And I'll just say, in particular, what's been really exciting is to get some great feedback from a number of Ontario-based teachers who are taking advantage of a number of free online videos that we've got posted on our website that provide educational content, music education programs and, you know, instrumental programs for students who have had their music programs canceled
yeah.
in school.
We look for those silver linings right now, absolutely.
We really do.
And there are many, I would say. Tickets to enjoy the TSO at the City View Drive-In next week, and then a couple weeks down the line. It ranges between $80 and $200 per car. City View on Polson, just off Cherry Street, down towards Cherry Beach in downtown Toronto. Cityviewdrivein.com. And, of course, tso.ca for all the Toronto Symphony Orchestra info. And Matthew Loden, CEO with the TSO. Always great to speak with you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mark. Always appreciate the support, and love being a part of your world, too.
It is the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. The Toronto Symphony Orchestra next, of course.